With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel's military has widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip, and has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network the entire Middle East region remains on edge.
The Houthis want to, really get more popular support for their ongoing civil war. Hamas is not ready to give up the fight in spite of the massive casualties. And, of course, the Iranians are intimidating much of anyone throughout the region through its proxies.
Israel's expanded operations follow the expiration of a week-long ceasefire and are aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers. Also at SRNNews.com, in consumer news, the Supreme Court hearing arguments over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma.
The settlement would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. The agreement, hammered out with state and local governments and victims, would provide billions of dollars to combat the epidemic. The Sacklers would contribute up to $6 billion and give up ownership.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the agreement also stipulates that the company would emerge from bankruptcy as a different entity, with its profits used for treatment and prevention. But the justices put the settlement on hold during the summer in response to objections from the Biden administration. Arguments are taking place. Stocks lower ahead of some key reports this week on the job market that might provide more insight into the Federal Reserve's thinking about interest rates. The Dow is down 174 points, the Nasdaq losing 196. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans split on what they want from a president.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine has sparked a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine that focuses on lifestyle issues, but it has been a strong advocate for abortion since the 1970s. Cosmopolitan has been promoting the satanic abortion ritual on social media. This is SRN News. Heavy rains and strong winds battering India's southeast coast after a tropical depression over the Bay of Bengal intensified into a cyclonic storm.
In 2015, Chennai city suffered very badly in floods. So the residents in the city are worried and gripped in fear. Several hundred lives were lost in the floods in 2015. So many residents are locked up in their houses and high-rise apartments. Many people in the low-lying area were rescued and put up in the relief camp centers. Over 200 relief centers have been set up in the city. Train services has been suspended and the flights are diverted to the nearby states.
BBC correspondent Pamela Krishnan. Authorities say 47 people dead, 85 others injured following heavy flooding and landslides in northern Tanzania. The flooding occurred near Mount Hanang in the north. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.